You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to This Day in History with Benjamin J. Goldson.
Is this This Day in History? Is that the right mic on I'm talking into?
Sorry about that. This Day in History this week, going back to 1984 for the start of the McMartin preschool trial. This was really the most famous of a number of the Satanic Panic, as it was known. Really, these sort of allegations that preschools and schools were carrying out child abuse, and that it was all sort of involved with Satanism and ritual torture. And this was really, it was a sort of a coming together of two sides. You had on one a sort of new generation of social workers who were quite interested in, you know, always believe the children, quite sort of modern and liberal. And on the other side, you had quite sort of conservative Christian types who were very hostile to a lot of these preschools, in that they were quite secular. They never sort of would have prayer in them. And they sort of came together to really drive this. And as the wider context, I think, is you had a sort of rising crime rate in America in the sort of from the 60s, 70s onwards, and a lot of people wanted an explanation for that. And for some, especially as I said, on the Christian conservative side, the explanation was the sort of satanic network that's really out there. And really what gave a lot of credence to it was a 2020 report entitled The Devil Worshippers.
Is the apparent practice of Satanism, that's worship of the devil. Now, police have been skeptical when investigating these acts, just as we are in reporting them. But there is no question that something is going on out there, and that's sufficient reason for 2020 to look into it. One caution, we believe that some of the pictures and descriptions in Tom Gerald's report may be disturbing and even frightening, particularly to younger viewers. Here is Tom's report.
Dateline, Northport, Long Island. A quiet community rocked by reports a teenager was dragged through these woods toward a late-night ritual of death. An eyewitness said the victim, Gary Lowers, was forced to pray to Satan as he was repeatedly stabbed to death. Two young men were arrested. James Troiano was found innocent last month, but his alleged accomplice never made it to trial. Ricky Casso committed suicide in jail the day after his arrest. Despite numerous signs that Casso was into Satanism and rock music associated with devil worship, police steadfastly refused to label this case satanic. The official explanation, a drug-related crime. Dateline, Phoenix, Arizona, 140 dogs found slaughtered. Across the country, police tell us, there have been more than 15,000 animal mutilations, and often they were clearly used in some kind of bizarre ritual, but there's no official explanation. Dateline, Walnut Grove, Alabama. Police are called in to investigate the site of what appears to have been a ritual. They find various satanic paraphernalia, including pictures of the devil. There was a routine inquiry which didn't discover what was going on here. Across this country and Canada, satanic graffiti is turning up on public buildings and abandoned buildings, where police suspect secret meetings are being held by people calling themselves Satanist, people who worship the devil. Most often found, the inverted five-pointed satanic pentagram, the upside-down cross, the evil eye, references to Babylon and the devil's number, 666. Vandals often target churches. Here in southern Maine, after a dozen churches were painted with satanic symbols, police arrested a suspect.
Worrying about the message. That's one comment.
Although vandalism charges were later dropped, he offered an explanation for the church graffiti from behind a locked door.
Anyone that receives the mark of the beast, which is 666, is his number, is going to burn in hell forever and ever.
It's the way some people interpret the Bible, the book of Revelations, where it's written, Satan can be identified by the number 666, calling him the beast, which deceiveth the whole world. The goat's head is a key symbol of the beast. Yet throughout history, Satan has taken on many different shapes and disguises. He's widely considered by conventional religions as the embodiment of evil, on a mission to tempt man to sin and destroy God's kingdom. Today, we have found Satan is alive and thriving, or at least plenty of people believe he is. His followers are extremely secretive, but found in all walks of life.
So that was a 2020 report on the sort of satanic crimes or satanic-inspired crimes, which is a fairly sort of rational approach to it. Really, they were just doing it, I think, because it's easy journalism to sort of scare a bunch of people. But it was a lot less sensationalist than the sort of pieces produced by evangelical Christians, such as one called Exposing the Satanic Web.
I've been out now for 14 years. I've only been able to laugh, and this is a serious statement, I've only been able to laugh out loud for about 10 years now.
As people remember these experiences, they gag, they are nauseous, their entire body remembers what it was like to be there, to see this, to participate in this, to have this done to them.
It's not a game. They really believe this. They believe Satan is on their side, and they will hurt you.
The rituals that we went through, they're horrendous, they're horrifying to anyone on the outside that even dares dream that something like this could take place.
The darkness of Satanism is spreading rapidly today, especially among young people. We see the graffiti symbols everywhere, the evil influences bearing down on teenagers, in the music, and in their lifestyles. The dimensions of this phenomenon have become alarming.
In this metroplex, it's my estimate that there's approximately 40,000 practicing Satanists in the metroplex. That does not include pagan organizations, druids, Wiccans, which are of the right-hand path of witchcraft, not the left-hand path.
And that metroplex was referring to as the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And in that piece, they sort of go on to say, that guy was talking, said, oh, I was a sort of high priest of Satan, and I could fly and do magic and all this stuff. And the really telling bit about it is this series. You heard that there was the woman talking about it. She was like a actively serving police officer, which really just tells you how seriously they did really take this. And the context in which you had the McMartin trial emerge on this day in history, 1984.
Let's go now to the McMartin preschool parents who have gathered for us in Los Angeles. You recall that case, notorious case. I must state for the record, however, that the charges against most of the defendants have been dropped. Charges are still pending against two of them, however. We know that the parents and the children allege child abuse. What is much less known is that they say it was ritual abuse as part of a satanic cult. Whoever is the designated spokesman there, please tell us why you believe this was part of a ritual cult, abuse as part of a satanic cult.
Well, the easiest reason to that question, Geraldo, is the fact when the children started talking, they started talking about robes and candles. They described an Episcopal church. And once they started narrowing that down, you could see that it had to be satanic. It's very important in satanic religions to have a priest because they truly do believe in power. The difference only between Catholicism and the Episcopal religion is almost done. They both use wine, they both use bread, and so on. The truth about Satanism is they truly do use blood, and they mix it with urine, and then they also use the real meat, the real flesh. This is what makes Satanism true, and this is what 1,200 molested kids in the city of Manhattan Beach have told the sheriff's department, and it's an outrage that we are where we are with this case and these poor unprotected kids that have that's a third of the school system in the city of Manhattan Beach has been molested. We have 8 preschools closed here. This is the child molestation capital of the world. We have more preschools closed in this city than any city this side of Detroit, and I'm not picking on Detroit.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.